Let us pray. O Lord, we pray, speak this place in the calming of our minds and in the longing of our hearts by the words of my lips and in the thoughts that we form. Speak, Lord, for your servants listen. Our gospel lesson is Matthew 9, verses 35 through chapter 10, verse 8. Then Jesus went out about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the tax collector, James, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cyrene, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment." This is the word of the Lord. Charles Wesley's hymn, "Love Divine, All Love Excelling," is a wonderful hymn of praise and a wonderful prayer. The praise: "Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure, unbound love thou art." And the prayer: "Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart." And the gospel begins today with these words about Jesus, as you just heard, but I want you to hear them again. Jesus went through the towns of villages, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest fields." Today, recognition of all of you, the workers. I think most of us are particularly aware of the importance of compassion and of the great need that our world has for it. A world in which so many struggle to get along without anyone to direct them. In which so many are left without a strong and caring presence in their lives. In which so many are like sheep without a shepherd. Wandering, lost, often alone, often embittered. Or as Jesus himself puts it when he sees the crowds coming out to him for healing and for hope: "So many are harassed and helpless." God wants us to live in family, for our young to be nurtured and guided and protected and taught and loved richly and well, and for the old to be respected and cared and embraced, and for those in between to be strengthened and given joy and strength and help as they fulfill the purpose in life for which God has breathed life into them. God wants for us to be family, together in our homes, living godly and righteous lives, lives of peace and joy and sharing. And God wants us to be family together in His church, among His people, to be a family, a people, a nation that live according to His covenant, and to, because of that covenant, keeping and because of God's promises to us, become a people who truly are different, a people who truly are dedicated to God's purposes, and who not only have the ability to connect, but actually do connect one another and the whole world to God, our Heavenly Father. But some of our homes are shattered. Some of our children are left without a father or a mother, or both, who can model for them what the love of God is all about. Some children in this world need so much that is not being given to them, and you are here today. I dare say each one of you know that, and then sometimes weep on account of it, and wonder what to do about it. Our daughter has been a sub for the Elmira District School District for the last 4 years. She has spent most of the 4 years at one school, Facet School, and our daughter first started there. It helps, I know, because she knows some of the teachers, and they have been a great help to her. Sometimes it's heart-wrenching when she tells about some of the children she has in her classrooms. This school serves an area of Hawthorne Court and the surrounding area, mainly low-income families, broken families. She will come home and say, "What a day. I'm tired." This little boy or girl has caused trouble all day long, throwing a chair, yelling, screaming, and she goes on to tell about what they have been doing. But at the end of the day, that one child will come up and give her a hug and say, "Thank you for being here." One time, one of the teachers made four of her students write an apology note to Miss Mosier for the way they acted in class. The children are reaching out for attention and for love, which they may not be getting at home all the time. Kim will say, "He or she is so cute, I just want to bring him home. My heart aches for them." But she knows she can't, and the caring is only in the classroom. That weeping and wondering, that impulse of love, is the same impulse that moves the heart of God and the heart of Jesus as they look upon our world. So many people are broken and in need of healing. So many need to hear and see how close the kingdom of heaven is to them. So many need the things that contaminate their lives to be cleansed. So many need the demons that afflict their lives to be driven out. So many need to be raised to new life, and those they care for, and those that they wish that they could care for, restored to them. God's purpose for His people has ever been, as we heard from the Old Testament reading this morning, to make us into a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, to make us ones who model, who set the example of what God is like, and who, by our living, by our obedience to the Word of God, help to connect the whole world to God, to bridge the gap that exists between what is and what should be, to help bring wholeness to the world. In this world that God has made, that is what fathers and mothers are supposed to do. They are supposed to be ones who turn to God, and by keeping the Word of God in their hearts and in their actions, provide what their children and what our world needs. And many of us have had such godly parents, grandparents, mentors. We have had such fathers, godly men who not only teach the way of the Lord to their children, but who live it out as well, with joy and with wisdom, with humility and with strength, and so raise up after them a generation who delights is in the Lord and whose ways are God's ways. Praise God for them. But many others in our world have not had such fathers or mothers, and we need them. Our world needs them if we are to be whole, and our world with us. We who are gathered here today in Christ's name are called to help answer that need. The harvest is plentiful, Jesus says, as he looks upon the lost ones all around him. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest fields. And then he sends out his followers and gives them the power they need to do the work that needs to be done. The power and the authority that they need to help bring salvation. Each of us here today is called by God to be a healer. First within our own families, among our sons and daughters, our cousins, nephews, nieces, and of course, among our brothers and sisters, our fellow believers. As we continue to tend to those in our midst who are lost and who are broken, as we continue to encourage and teach those God has entrusted to us, we are called to remember those who are not part of our family, and to go out and to make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that Jesus has commanded us. We can do that. We can heal the broken and drive forth the demons that afflict our families and our world. We can be as our Father in heaven is by allowing our Father in heaven to guide us and direct us. We ask for prayers today for all our brothers and sisters, parents and families. We pray with thanksgiving for those who have lived and are living by God's word and who have raised up children to God in a godly way. And pray with tears and with hope and with desire and with love for those who are lost and who need the healing of God in their lives if they are to be all God has made them to be. Pray for the workers who will bring the compassion, the love of God, the compassionate love of our Savior Jesus to the world about us. And pray that God will empower you through your devotion to his living word to be father to the fatherless, shepherd to those who have no one to lead them to the still waters and to places that will restore their souls, and brothers and sisters to those who have no earthly family to love and care for them, and to encourage them and guide them to the one whose family is not only eternal, but eternally blessed. We are a chosen people. We are all loved by God. We are all called by God to go out, to serve as his disciples did. Let us be silent. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn is number 377.